Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
MN Crime, I think, is a very good follow on Twitter. MN underscore crime. Yesterday, they tweeted out this. New Minneapolis police preliminary year-end data showed a marked increase in crimes last year over 2019. So 20 compared to 19. Homicide up 71%. Carjacking up just a small amount, 301%. Robbery up 47%. Aggravated assault up 24%. Auto theft up 36%. Arson up 70%. Guns recovered up 14%. If you've been paying attention, you know this. We've had these numbers reported at times throughout the year. We had the death of George Floyd. We had the protest afterwards. We have police officers who are traumatized or are sick of it, who are walking away. We have defund the police. We have individuals who suggest, and some of them are just flat out racist. Not all of them, but some of them, who say it's all BLM's fault. The overwhelming majority of people who believe in Black Lives Matter were not involved in the crime, in the looting. So stop with the generalization. Those who were should be punished to the full extent of the law. Your Antifa, your Proud Boys, your white supremacists, you're anybody. You're looting, you're harming individuals, you're harming property. Find them. Arrest them, give them fair trial. But to say every person is that way, I'm not saying every person who supports President Trump was behind the insurrection. Okay, so stop with the generalization on that. But you know what? Call out those who are involved with it. And the individuals who have been arrested need to face the fullest extent of punishment. I never once believed in defund the police. I'm all for better training because we do have a societal issue. The way people of color, and blacks in particular, are arrested and encountered compared to whites in Minneapolis. It is not close. As we say all the time, that doesn't mean every single time a person of color is pulled over, it's only because he's a person of color. But look at those numbers. And it can't be just because you don't experience it, so it must not be happening. The mayor has to be more culpable. Dan, last week we had Jacob Frey on, and one of the questions I asked him, looking back on the week of George Floyd, when he died with Derek Chauvin's knee resting or directly on his throat. You can debate. It was drugs. It would have happened anywhere. Let's see what happens with the trial. The actions by Chauvin, to me, were clear. They were beyond policy, and he had minute after minute after minute to get up, and he didn't do it. But when I asked Jacob Frey last week, Dan, what was the decision that was your best decision, and what one did you regret? And part of his answer involved, I need to get more rest and I needed to shave. You know, I tried to pivot right away because we were short on time to wait a second. What about the precinct burning down? But because Jacob wasn't visible enough. Tim Walz wasn't visible enough. Chief Rondo wasn't visible enough the first few days. More police officers need to be out there, without a doubt. But we also have to figure out, how does this state, and this goes back to what Alan Page and Neil Kashkari have been talking about with the Constitutional Amendment, what is going on with our state? Because it's shameful, it's embarrassing, with a racial disparity between whites and people of color. At times, our disparity, and it's not a rarity, it's the worst in the nation. And all the state does is take great pride in our education. It is horrible, the disparity we have. So it is multiple factors. It is what the heck is going on and why randomly I was born to white parents who lived in Golden Valley and the opportunities I have compared to black kids who might have grown up somewhere else, including Minneapolis, and an incredible disparity. It's lottery. It's luck. It doesn't take responsibility out of it for the kid, for a parent, or for a parents, but let's not act like it isn't a large part of it. There are parts, and downtown Minneapolis is borderline empty now. 95% of it because of COVID. 5% of it is because we're seeing too many crimes, including at 1:45 in the day. Story after story after story I hear from people. We see the data backing it up. Minneapolis is the financial economic engine of this state. So stop with, I don't care about it. I live in Lakeville. I live in Brainerd. Great. I hope you're happy where you live. But when Minneapolis suffers, so does the rest of the state on a financial end. So people need to make hard decisions and accept that training should take place, but not at the expense of significant police officers. We need businesses to get further involved. We need people to buy in. But we also have to call out criminal behavior when criminal behavior is there. We also have to stop generalizing. If a movement like Black Lives Matter galvanizes and some people within the group are involved in crime, to then say, well, it's all Black Lives Matter fault. Stop with the generalizations. So a bunch of points for me. Dan, you chime in. I want texts and phone calls, too, when we come back. 651-989-9226. These are horrific numbers. These numbers aren't, sadly, that out of the ordinary for many big cities across the country. But that isn't enough, Dan, to say, well, other major cities are facing it, so we're not that different. What do you want to say, sir?
Just, you know, I think what you've laid out is well thought out. The trouble is that we get into these situations and it's a multifaceted thing, right? There's multiple factors that have contributed to these spike in crime numbers. But you can't, the way that politics works these days, you can't say, well, you know, it's got to be this combination platter that we address these things with. It's always got to be the soundbite. It's always got to be, it's their fault. We have to fix that. And if we do that, then everything's going to be just fine. And that's just not how it works. And so, you know, you have an atmosphere in Minneapolis right now where there's not a lot of courage to look at this for what it really is. It's become a hodgepodge of political movements, many of which are opposing each other, and none of which offers in and of themselves a comprehensive solution to the problem. And I don't know how that changes or how you fix that. I suspect it's a matter of leadership, but you know, how, you know, even if Jacob Fry comes out and says, okay, we've got to address it this way, this way, this way, this way, the city council has so much power in the city of Minneapolis, and I don't see a whole lot of diversity of opinion on the city council right now, and I think that's a problem.
Well, the diverse opinion is left, further left, and the furthest left.
Well, is that, yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, what a huge part of this is there's a fractured relationship between the Minneapolis Police Department and at least a portion of, if not the entirety of, the Minneapolis community. That relationship's in a bad way. And gangs have clearly decided they're going to come in and start trying to operate more boldly, more brazenly in the city of Minneapolis. because there's that vacuum now, that power vacuum. And that's a huge part of what the spike in these numbers are.
651-989-9226. Text in or call in your thoughts. I want to tell you about K&S. And when it's zero tonight, when it's below zero tomorrow night, or heck, when it's 30, I know my furnace will work, because recently I purchased a K&S heating and air Lennox furnace, a deal pretty close to this one, pretty close. Right now, a high-efficiency Lennox furnace for just $2,295. Why are they offering such a good deal? They have been in this business for 33 years, and they know the first couple months are pretty quiet. They also know the pandemic is still crushing so many people economically. So they're offering up this great deal. How do they do it? It's simple. They partner the Lennox furnace with the matching air conditioner, and you then get the furnace for under $2,300. You shouldn't miss out. Want to get all the details and a free estimate? Couple ways. Call them. 952-697-4328, or visit them online, ksheating.com, and tell them you heard this spot right here on CCO. Just spent about 10-12 minutes talking about these atrocious crime numbers in Minneapolis, some of the reasons, some ideas to try to get us to a better place. My very good friend Jay Ettinger has called in. Jay lives in Minneapolis, believes in Minneapolis, is frustrated by Minneapolis. He's owns and has owned a number of businesses in Minneapolis. He's joined us a bunch before. I'm glad you were listening. I'm glad you called in. What are your thoughts on the overall topic, and what gets us to a better position?
Well, you know, I appreciate you bringing this up, and what I really appreciate is when you talked about education. And I've been, you know, I've always constantly telling people, and, you know, this is just my opinion, this whole policing matter is a real thing and a real concern, and something that we need to deal with. We need reform, and I don't even know a police officer that disagrees with that. The problem is, in my opinion, if you took away all of the police issues we have, let's say we had perfect policing moving forward, which is obviously impossible, never going to happen. But if you took away our policing issues, our black community would still have 98% of the problems they have. It's a complete distraction from the real root causes and problems that we have in our community and these gaps you're talking about. When I tell people that Minnesota, the great education state of Minnesota, has the worst minority graduation rates in the whole country, no one ever believes me. And they go do their research and they come back and they're absolutely shocked. And so I'm standing on the cold right now, so I'm shivering, but honestly, The narrative that the media has put on, and obviously there's real issues with policing and profiling and brutality. Those things are real issues, but there's also root causes that we need to get to the bottom of why these things are happening. Because when you have 6.5% of the population that, you know, I guess is responsible for over 50% of the homicides in this country, what is the root cause of that? Why is that happening? And how are we not addressing that and getting to the bottom of these real problems?
You know this well. What happens even more now than ever, sadly, is everybody gets in their own silo, including on this issue. And very few are willing to look at it at multiple levels or listen to someone who is acknowledging that, yes, it's education. Yes, there is a criminal element. Yes, parts with this group. Yes, there's a political responsibility. Yes, there's police responsibility. People, Jay, want to stay at one point, stick with it. And I'll be honest, I know where you stand. I am not a fan of the city council and their approach to this, because I don't want to dismiss the root cause. It's a huge part of it. But I think there's too much of dismissing the police element that also has to be a part of it. It's not the whole solution, but it is part of the solution.
I agree, but that's all we've focused on. And that's the problem, is we're only focusing on the police. And what I'm saying is, if we get to the other stuff, Chad, and we go deeper, we dig deeper, it's painful for people. People right now would like to hear, they want to hear what they want to hear, and they don't want to hear the truth because it makes them feel better. But if we dig down deep, it would just point out the political failures of the people we've elected in this city and in the state. And that's where people don't want to touch it. Listen, when it comes to education, the teachers union needs to be, you know, looked at. Why do they have so much money and power, yet white kids are getting a great education and kids of color in the city are not? And like I said, all it's going to do is expose the failures of our elected officials over the years. This is not just the last few years. As much as I've disgusted by this local city council, the current city council, this has been going on for years and years and years.
Oh, yeah. So,
I've got to run. Go ahead, real quick.
As someone who still lives there and normally is a very optimistic person, are you optimistic right now for the city of Minneapolis?
November will be the most, and you know, we've heard this with the presidential election. This November will be the most important election in Minneapolis, in the history of Minneapolis. It will determine the future of this city. And I believe if we get it wrong, it'll set us back decades. If we get it right, we can turn this thing around in the very near future. That's my opinion.
You supported Jacob Fry last time. Where are you at now?
I've got to wait and see who the candidates are going to be. I will tell you this. I've always been very neutral on Jacob on your show, or at least, you know, supportive of who he is as a person. I will tell you the answer he gave you last week, and I text you about this. I thought that was, I don't know if the word vacuous is the right word to describe it. I thought it was a really empty answer, and I really was disappointed when you asked him that was a very fair question. What was his best decision? Which I thought is the answer to that. His answer to what his best decision was a great answer. His answer to what his worst decision was and what his regrets were, I thought was very disappointing.
Thanks, brother. Be well.
All right,
we'll talk
so
soon.
Thanks so much, Chad. Take care. Bye-bye.
That's my friend Jay Enger, who has been really good with us talking about the city of Minneapolis. He lives it. He is involved in a lot of causes on education. He owns businesses. He lives there. But I think his views reflect a lot of it's twofold. It reflects a lot of what people think, but his point on education is really, really important. And just because you mention that, it doesn't mean you're dismissing the criminality. We're allowed to have a dual conversation on a very difficult topic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.